Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is in the United States seeking a deal with US leader Donald Trump to help end Russia's nearly four-year-old war against Ukraine. But it remains unclear whether Zelensky is prepared to make territorial concessions, particularly in eastern regions such as Donetsk, which is claimed and partly occupied by Russia, or Zaporizhia, home to Europe's largest nuclear power plant and part of the land corridor linking Russia to the Crimea Peninsula. During a brief stop in Canada ahead of his US talks, Zelensky suggested cautious optimism after saying Ukraine had agreed on about 90% of a US-backed 20-point peace proposal. Still, he stressed that any deal must include firm security guarantees.
We need two things, pressure on Russia and sufficient strong support for Ukraine. We'll speak about it, we will speak about air defense, and it's really, last weeks we had good steps in diplomacy, yes. But we can't live in illusion that it gives us possibility to have less air defense.
Zelensky repeated those demands in meetings with Canada's Prime Minister and in phone calls with other world leaders. Yet Moscow warned that any European peacekeepers deployed to Ukraine would be considered legitimate military targets by Russian forces. Zelensky's visit comes just hours after Ukraine's capital Kyiv was hit by a massive overnight barrage of hundreds of Russian drones and missiles, killing at least one person and injuring dozens more. Olena Karpenko, a resident from a damaged building, says there was shelling at night. We didn't go out, we were at home, but we were hiding in the corridor. And then in the morning we heard an explosion. At first there was an explosion at a thermal power plant, and then there was a stronger explosion. The window started shaking and there was a hit on our house. She holds a small white dog in her arms and starts crying. I can't believe that the whole world is seeing this and can't stop it. I heard a man burning and his scream is still in my ears. I can't believe it. But more suffering was expected, with Russian President Vladimir Putin telling Russian media Sunday that Moscow would accomplish all its goals by force if Ukraine didn't want to resolve the conflict peacefully. We see that, unfortunately, the ringleaders of the Kyiv regime are in no hurry today to solve this conflict peacefully, President Putin says. If the authorities in Kyiv do not want to solve this issue in a peaceful way, we will reach all of the goals set in the course of the special military operation by military means, he warns. His warnings underscore concern that Europe's largest armed land conflict since the Second World War will not end anytime soon. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Bos, reporting.